I'm Paul Gough. You're listening to 2SER FM. This is a brand new show, and it's all about jangling guitars. I've long been a fan of jangly pop or indie pop. There's lots of different ways you can describe it. I was first enamored way, way back in time when I guess I heard the Beatles, and of course that sound of guitars chiming in unison, locking together to create beautiful melody and at times wonderful noise will be looked at over the course of the coming weeks. Welcome to Chimes. Perfect way to start the program. It'll be our theme, just a little bit of it to start each week. From a group originally from Burnie in Tasmania, who had a deep love of the Go-Betweens, a group that many will be mentioning, or I'll be mentioning, that drew inspiration from that wonderful group from Queensland. But while they love the Go-Betweens, their real favourites were the Triffids, another great Australian band. I think Australia has always excelled at creating this particular kind of sound. As I said, over the course of the coming Saturdays, we'll explore what is jangle pop and its roots. We'll go right back and hear lots of music that you may not even associate with that particular sound. But I thought that record, Chimes, from the Oddlites, one of my favourite little singles that came out, marries all the components that you kind of can expect in the music you'll hear on this program. They had a love of the garage rock of the Sonics, the Baroque pop of the Left Bank, and the shimmering 12 strings of the Birds, and all those sounds weave into what is known as, I guess, jangly pop. I think for me, it was stumbling into Waterfront Records back in the mid-80s and discovering a compilation from Creation Records that led me to some wonderful music. I guess that was mostly inspired by a lot of groups from the 60s. But of course, as I said, there's many, many other groups that have inspired that particular sound. We'll look at particular labels as well, the likes of Flying Nun, the likes of Sarah Records from the UK, and of course Waterfront closer to home. Let's now look at a group from the 60s that have been very inspirational. I just mentioned them in The Birds, and a track from their album Fifth Dimension. I could have gone with 8 Miles High, because that certainly in many ways is one of the early incarnations of psych rock, but the guitar sounds that The Birds have, that 12-string guitar, as mentioned in that track from The Oddlites, Let the Rickenbackers Ring, is probably true of The Birds. But I've gone with a single that came out from that wonderful album that came out in 65 from The Birds. This one is called I See You.
Sun through the cave of your hair, wind washing fields, kind of space living there. I see you. I know you. Met before, 7th floor, First World War. I know you. Who lives there? Hello, fair. I'm aware that you care. Who lives there? Three specks bright spiraling out in the sky. Catch my eye and turn my head. Have to look, don't know why. Who lives there? For a while, edge of smile, just a silent thought. I see you under there, behind your head, everywhere. I see you. I see you. Life was flawed. Salute to the
you're tuned to 2SER FM, this is Chimes, as we look at all manner of jangly and indie pop from a historical perspective, but I'll be playing lots of new music as well. A group there that formed in Aberdeen in 1983 called the Jasmine Minx, and they were a part of that compilation I mentioned that turned me onto this music in a very big way, called Different for Domeheads, that came out on the Creation Records label and revealed such groups as the Pastels and the Loft, who became the Weather Prophets. But the Jasmine Minx had a particular sound that I really loved. And you hear that guitar sound on that record, Where the Traffic Goes, their second single that came out. And when that came out, Alan McGee, of course, he went on to find great bands like My Bloody Valentine and Oasis on his label, decided that he'd send them on a busking tour, and they played 7 shows in one day, and they kept sort of getting moved on by the police, and then alternately invited him to play gigs in pubs. They supported the likes of the Go-Betweens back in the day, and their first single, Think, which I think is an absolute cracker, features the same organ used by Orange Juice on their single Blue Boy. Orange Juice is a group you will hear on Chimes down the track. So, Jasmine Minx and the track Where the Traffic Goes. We heard from The Birds, and as I said, 8 Miles High is probably one of my all-time favourites, but I chose the track I See You By, The Birds, from their album Fifth Dimension. That was a record I bought in an op shop, I remember, on the South Coast on holidays, and I'm not sure how much of The Birds I'd heard at that stage. I was in my teens. But it was 50 cents and another one of those records that changed my life. This is Chimes on 2SER. We'll hear in just a moment a great new release from Janine's. Oh, it's been out a couple of months, but it's still new in terms of some of the music I've played so far on the excellent Slumberland record label. We'll hear from Real Estate, one of their classic indie pop songs, and The Bats as a first example of many that I'll play down the track from the Flying Nun label. Now to a group who are on one of the very influential compilations, the one I just mentioned that I bought in Different for Domeheads, but they were on the Great Enemy C86 compilation, which in many ways is a marker point for a lot of the jangly bands. Although, you know, the thing with that particular release was it was very much a shape-shifting collection of songs. There was music that didn't fit that brief. Everyone from Age of Chance through to the more shambolic bands that John Peel champion, like the Mackenzies and Stump. But the Pastels were on that particular compilation, and their music for many, many years has been an inspiration and continues to be just that. There was an excellent doco that came out a couple of years ago called Teenage Superstars, and the inspiration for many of the great groups or the indie scene out of Scotland can be very much attributed to Stephen Pastel and his friends. Let's listen to one of the very early recordings of the band and one of the earliest versions of this particular song from the Pastels. This is A Million Tears.
I'm
Chimes on 2SER. It's a new show, all about jangly indie pop. Hope you'll enjoy it. Now, we heard the Pastels from Scotland, but that group that you just heard there aren't from Scotland. They're from Melbourne, although it was released on a Scottish label. I speak of Tight Knit, and it only took 30 seconds for the people from that label to listen to Tight Knit and say, guess what, we have to release your music. Tight Knit are Ange on guitar, bass, vocals, Katie on guitar, bass, vocals, and Jamie on drums. And they just have a very catchy sound. We heard their Too Hot from Tight Knit, and we started with the Pastels' Million Tears, classic track from the 80s. As you'll find with the term jangly pop, it's something that, you know, I've loved for a very long time. I like a lot of different music. Some of it's much weirder and some of it's more easy listening, I guess you would say. But this particular brand of music has always made me very excited. And I've, you know, got heaps and heaps of 7 inches and 12 inches and now digital, because you can only have so much in your house at once. But we'll be hearing all the different incarnations of this particular sound. The guitars will ring and chime. That's why I've chosen that as the title for the program. And in just a moment, we'll hear a fairly recent band who make short, sharp, fantastic pop music.
Be inspired by in-depth interviews with some of Australia's leading journalists. Meet the Journalists is a public series of events where current journalism students interview some of your favourite speakers and writers. You can share in this experience too by listening to the podcast or attending the live events in person. Meet the Journalists' latest season includes David Spears, Fran Kelly, Richard Cook, and Emma Alberici. Google UTS Meet the Journalists to find out more. UTS School of Communication sponsors 2SER.
Brooklyn's Janines have a wonderful new album, self-titled, that's come out, and they mine the style of music of, say, the early Pastels or another great group out of the UK called Dolly Mixture and many, many others. And what I love about them is their songs are very, very sweet and very, very short. There's 16 tracks on the album. Most of them clock in around a minute and a half. I'm going to play for you 3 tracks from the Janines. Let's start with the first single that came out, Winter in the Dark.
Oh,
it's really, really hard to not love the sound of Janine's. Just so good. And I played for you three tracks from their album that's available in a hard copy and as a digital link as well. Is It Real is the last track I shared with you. No Home, and we started with Winter in the Dark. And, of course, there are many groups that have mined this particular sound in recent times. There's the excellent Girl Ray out of the UK, Veronica Falls as well. And I guess you could even go to, I think it was in the late noughties, when Vivian Girls burst onto the scene, and I see they have an album coming out pretty soon as well. We'll play them down the track. Okay, seeing I just played a track called Is It Real by the Janines, I thought let's hear a song called It's Real. This is, I think, a prime example of pure guitar pop perfection, in my book anyway. Came out in 2011 from Real Estate. I hope you like it too. You're tuned to 2SER.
Thank you.
think that's one of my favourite releases of the year from the Stroppies, an album called Whoosh, an album that they have said they chose that name because it's silly. I like it when bands are honest. I read a review about it, and again, you know, you see people when they're trying to find, I guess, ways to describe the music. They said it was like a Venn diagram of the music of the Kinks and the Go-Betweens. I can kind of hear that, but really what comes through, particularly in the organ sound, is the sound of a lot of the bands that came out in the 80s on the Flying Nun label. You know, the Chills, the Bats, Look Blue, Go Purple, really echo strongly in the sound of the Stroppies. This album is an absolute killer, and I could have chosen any of the tracks. I went with the closing one called Switched On from the Stroppies. Check it out if you haven't already. And from Real Estate, an album that saw a shift in the production value, I guess. They worked with Kevin McMahon, who'd looked after the likes of the Walkman and Titus Andronicus, and he gave them a real crisp edge to the album Days, and that song just stood out for me, called It's Real. It's one I go back to often. I'm going to try not play all my favourite jangly pop tunes in the next few weeks. Luckily, there is a lot of great music to be shared with you. And as well as digging up gold that you may not have heard, I'll play classic tracks you may know. And I'll hopefully introduce you to some new friends as well. This is Chimes, the first program on 2SER. Now to a group who, and I am now playing one of my favourite songs, probably of all time. It's a group that emerged in the 80s, and it came out of two people sharing a house in Christchurch. Robert Scott was already playing bass in The Clean, and he taught Kay Woodward some of his songs, and along with Paul Keane, they began playing at parties as the Percy Taiwan Band, but then they changed their name to The Bats. This is one of their classic songs. This is Block of Wood.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned to 2SER FM. This is Chimes. And a group there from Queensland who have evolved over time. Their earlier sounds were noisy, scraping, sort of DIY improv, and slowly it was like watching the reverse image of a car falling apart. The car came back together and started moving along the road. And by that I mean the sounds of Blank Realm going from something that was more chaotic into slowly this wonderful pop beast, I think came to perfection on that particular track called Falling Down the Stairs, which does sound like they somehow had been magically transplanted into New Zealand or circa 1985. Anyway, wonderful song from Blank Realm. Came out on their album Grassed In. But all their output is really interesting to check out. We started with the Bats from their excellent album Daddy's Highway, which was their debut release. Came out in 1987. Prior to that, they had a couple of absolutely wonderful EPs by night. And here is the music for The Fireside. I'll definitely be playing more of the Bats down the track. And of course, they've been continuing to make great music over the years. This is the first program, Chimes, on 2SERFM, looking, as I said, in a historical and in a new sense at all things jangly pop. Now to a group called Holiday Ghosts, and while their guitars sparkle and shine, they also have a deep love of garage pop from the 60s, and at times they can sound quite different on each track. Often you could almost say it was like listening to a compilation of different music. But one thing that comes through on this album is great songwriting. I like the way it's produced too. It's all live recordings, mics set back a little to capture a very roomy sound. And in some ways, when you listen to this, it almost sounds a little like Blank Realm, maybe in the intonation of the vocals. From Holiday Ghosts from the UK and their excellent album West Bay Playroom, this is Slipstream.
Than that sailor man who has landed on the beach and
is a favourite group of mine, originally from Adelaide. Then members moved to Melbourne. I'm not sure that Bitch Prefect still exist, but that track, a big favourite of mine, Walk With Style, from their album Big Time. And I guess I love that droll kind of vocal delivery, which you'll often hear in a lot of the music I'll play for you. But just a killer tune from Bitch Prefect, Walk With Style. We heard from Holiday Ghosts, a group who were inspired at the time of making the record. Interesting that they were listening to music. Many people like to keep their ears away from their creative output, if you know what I mean. He was listening to a lot of jazz, Alex Chilton, The Kinks, Chain and the Gang, and, as it was put here by the band, whatever Tim Presley is up to. Some very fine sounds they've mentioned there. But that is a very fine album that has come out of that, from Holiday Ghosts and West Bay Playroom. I played for you Slipstream. And this is Chimes on 2SER 107.3, and this is hopefully the future of jangly pop. This is a great young Sydney band, fresh out of high school, and their dad's been writing to me for a while, telling me about their music. I speak of The Nagging Doubts, and their debut EP has just come out on the Half a Cow label. You may have been lucky enough to see them at the Petersham Bowling Club the other week. If you didn't, there's still time to catch them in action. They formed at their local Tempe High School in late 2018, and in a very short space of time have come up with some absolutely killer sounds. This is the first track from their EP, Doug Lane. This is Balcony. Half the day.
promises. We could gather, throw a fit. Up to Bonnet, Katie, bars and kitchen signs, but not me. City traffic, the big key, a waste of time. Sitting still, I'm the sun and you can read. The sun and you're not here. We could bind in the sieve. We could gather, throw a fear.
What a song, what a group, what an album. R.E.M.'s Murmur, their first album that came out in 83. And they were the American band that turned me on to that particular kind of music in that country. Big, big fan of their early albums particularly. We'll revisit their music down the track and explore them perhaps a little more. But I wanted to fit them on this first program as they totally are in the zone of chiming and jangling. We started with Sydney's Nagging Doubts and the excellent track Balcony from the release that's come out on Half a Cow Doig Lane. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to Chimes. I hope you've enjoyed this, the first program. Join me again next Saturday at midday, but don't touch that dial because one of my favourite shows is about to come on 2SER, Stuart Coop's Dirt Music.